be part of Prospect Meadows. For a limited time only, they're offering custom-inscribed baseballs to be featured on their Rotary Donor Wall at the main entrance. Reserve yours this week at prospectmeadows.com. Proceeds from the Donor Wall will help complete this first-class complex and give all children a place to play.
Welcome into the gym class for a Thursday here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann off the next couple of days. Little R&R for him. We are presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Thanks for stopping there. They're locally owned and operated. Appreciate everything that they do for us here at KGYM. Stop by, tell them Scott, Mark, and Kyle, everybody at the gym class sent you, and everybody at KGYM sent you as well. Good show coming up for you. Kevin Lehman's going to join us on his way to Minneapolis for the Final Four. We'll talk with him, and then we're going to talk and preview the Drake Relays coming up a little bit later on. Might get a hold of Dave Koken as well, depending on if we're, you know, let me take this opportunity to thank Kyle for what he does every day with us. We're too short today. Todd is home with his son. Kyle is off at a wedding. And Mark's flipping through notes right now, trying to find some things here. And then we
I'm rifling through Kyle's desk.
And we also had an interview to conduct before we got started here today that we're going to play for you tomorrow on the program. So we've had a lot of things going on. We got a lot of, what do they say? We're juggling right now. We got a lot of things in the air at this point. So we'll hopefully bring you everything here on the program today. And we are again presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. If you would like to get a hold of us, you can do so. And today would be best probably to do it on the Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Hurtina Stocker Jewelers, they are located on the Ped Mall in Iowa City. Speaking of Iowa City, Iowa football going through their paces as far as spring practice is concerned. Members of the media got to at least take a look. Kirk Ferentz will usually open up practices to the media once or twice. Maybe once. And he did that earlier on today. So I know Mark Morehouse was down there. Chad Lystico, others. And got a chance to see at least the team go through their paces a little bit today. Not too much to report, but Mr. Nixon on the defensive line, everybody thought he looked good, and he's still on campus, so I guess that's a good sign right now as far as Iowa football is concerned.
Everybody look good right now?
Everybody looks great right now. Pushing those sleds, they look spectacular at this point. Imani Jones moving to the defensive line, got to see that a little bit. The new cash spot or star, depending on if it's a nickel situation or a regular situation in the new 4-2-5 defense. Had two or three different players there basically for the Hawkeyes.
Yeah,
today.
It's going to be a different spring because neither Iowa nor Iowa State will be conducting public scrimmages or games or what have you. So it's going to be a little different in that regard. But, it's the one or two opportunities all spring that the media has to take a look at these players. So, and again, so much is going to change between now and the fall that you try not to read a whole lot into it. But occasionally there is some news out of the spring camps.
You're wondering about as the Iowa men's basketball team turns. Can we put a soap opera name on it? We're probably trademark infringing as we speak with that, but at any rate, the latest from Arkansas today.
Springdale Airport?
Nothing from Springdale Airport. Nothing from Bill. We hope the best for Bill that he's still employed at Springdale Airport. Springdale Municipal Airport, by the way. Looking up the official nomenclature for that.
And you missed it. We checked in yesterday trying to get a little breaking news.
Indeed.
But we're unsuccessful.
The latest is that apparently Arkansas has moved their coaching search toward the North. Wichita, Kansas. Greg Marshall, the latest name to be associated with the University of Arkansas men's basketball job.
Be a good choice.
He of Wichita State fame. Now, Wichita State, and in fact, I did not even see if they beat Lipscomb the other night in the NIT semifinals. Did you see if they did
Lipscomb
or not?
Lipscomb is in the final.
So Lipscomb eliminated Wichita State, which is probably why Greg Marshall's name is being bantered about now, because their season is officially over. So that seems to be the name du jour, at least for the last 24 hours, as far as the Arkansas job is concerned. Fran McCaffrey is going to be, take this for what it's worth, Fran will be on the Big Ten Network's coverage of the Final Four, live from Minneapolis. Mm. Last time I checked, and people on Twitter had a good time with this, the University of Arkansas is not a member of the Big Ten Conference, so at least as far as that is concerned, yeah. Fran still gainfully employed at the University of Iowa. Patrick McCaffrey came out with a tweet last night saying this whole thing was rubbish, basically. So, again, you got reports of airports, you got reports of flights, you got this coming in, and the truth lies in the middle somewhere.
I think there's a better than even chance that Fran McCaffrey met with Arkansas officials or his agent or somebody thereof. And I don't think it went anywhere. And a lot of theories were floated out there yesterday. Some kind of flawed, some kind of interesting. But I think whether it was a ploy for Fran to try to, get a couple more dollars out of the University of Iowa, whether he was, maybe let's see what they have to say. Why not listen?
Why not?
Why not listen?
Why not listen?
But Fran's going to be your coach at Iowa.
Yeah. 319-366-1600 if you would like to weigh in as far as the latest is concerned about Iowa men's basketball or for Iowa football. I was not down there at the spring practice for today. I'm not sure I can give you any relevant information other than what I read on Twitter, but they went through practice today. That's the thing to note down in Iowa City, and that continues. Interesting, did you see this? I know the Gazette had a little blurb on it. Also, been a couple of articles as far as social networking and tied to newspapers are concerned. TCU had to cancel their spring game due to lack of numbers, as TCU is down to, it sounds like, 40 players or so for their spring scrimmage. They lost a big senior class, and the freshmen and other people haven't arrived yet. Injuries playing a factor in there as well, and they only have X number of players, so they're just not going to hold a spring game. The more and more, no matter what the reasoning is behind it, I think you're going to see most programs dropping spring football games in the next couple years. And we've talked about this, Iowa not having it, Iowa State not having it this year. But I think it's going to go the way of the dodo bird soon. Now, places that draw 90,000 or whatever and charge a couple bucks here and there, they're not going to stop playing that game.
No, Nebraska and Alabama are not going to stop anytime soon.
Ohio State,
among others. But this is the trend. Games have gone to practices, to public viewing, what have you, controlled scrimmages. So I don't think we're going to get back to the day, at least around here, where you have a full-blown game.
Yeah, I think that is probably gone. Now, you remember back when, back in the 90s and the 80s, Iowa spring football would pack Kinnick Stadium for the most part. Almost 50,000 or so they would get for those games. And you just gradually the crowds have thinned out a little bit.
Hayden Fry conducted it as a game.
And he was very serious.
Somewhat controlled, but it was a game.
It was the ones versus the twos.
Yeah.
And
35-7 often. 42-10.
Cornelius Robertson throwing the football late in those games. 17 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. We're going to take a break, come back, and we're going to try to get caught up with Dave Koken from Las Vegas, our friend from out on in the desert. Talk about the Final Four and other things with Dave coming up. So stay with us. More to come. Gym Class for a Thursday coming your way right here on KGYM.
In sports, as in life, the best rise to the top. That's how college brackets work. And it's how Third Base Brewery has curated their in-house brews for the past 20 years. Only the greatest survive. Maybe that's why friends come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in and watch the madness unfold at Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
To do your best work, you need the best tools. And you can save up to 15% on those tools during Acme Tools Spring Sale this Friday and Saturday. That's up to 15% off over 65 of the world's best brands. Visit with factory reps and see live demonstrations. And register to win a special prize package from Makita. Check out our daily doorbusters and show specials. Don't miss the annual Spring Sale this Friday and Saturday at Acme Tools on Blair's Ferry Road in Cedar Rapids.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Are you remodeling your home? Do your window sashes show signs of rot, or do you feel drafts through closed windows? Replace those old windows with the all-new Alexander Lumber Window Line. All the windows in this line come standard with premium features, including a flex screen, lifetime warranties, and much more, in an array of colors and finishes. Come see this new affordable, high-quality, stylish line of windows at Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street in Iowa City, and at Alexander Lumber, just 2 miles down the road at 2802 Independence Drive.
Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, and the Golden State Warriors head to the Staples Center to face LeBron James and the LA Lakers.
Tonight, starting at 9 o'clock, here on the gym, KGYM.
Back with you on the gym class for Thursday at KGYM. NBA basketball, as you heard tonight, the LeBron-less Lakers taking on Golden State. 9 o'clock, we'll have it on all three frequencies right here on KGYM. Dave Koken set to join us right now at Dave Koken on Twitter. SmokingKoken.com is the website. Dave, good afternoon. I hope you didn't have any, AAF football futures that you were holding on to, because that's not good right now.
I'd be in better shape than the players who are in the league.
Oh, isn't that terrible?
I mean, boy, and it should be a good lesson for anyone who plays football in terms of considering whether to sign with these minor leagues. Do it on a personal services contract rather than a team contract. That way, if the team goes belly up, the league goes belly up, you still have some recourse.
Yeah, those guys that were injured are going to have to take care of their monetary bills by themselves.
Had to pay for their own flights home.
This was not a good look. This was not a good look.
No, it's disgraceful. Players had to get their own flights home. I mean, what a joke! That's beyond minor league, and it tells you why. I understand the dream to keep on playing, but this was doomed from the start. I never had a chance. The quality of play was terrible. Nobody cared about it except a few people who were betting on it. I mean, seriously, nobody else watched. Go play in Canada, okay? That league's not going anywhere. The Canadian Football League's been around forever. And you can get good experience there. And, if things work out, you get noticed, and maybe an NFL team picked you up. But, I mean, it's just absurd to be playing in these leagues. But McMahon's league isn't going to make it. And, I know, he's going to do it right. He's going to do it. He's going to have garbage players, okay? And the public isn't that stupid anymore. They know quality when they see it. And you can't pretend the minor league is a major league, because it isn't.
How's baseball working for you these days, Dave?
You know, it's early in the season. We're going win one day, lose the next, a lot of splits. That's all right. I don't have any problem with that. I lost the game with the could have gone either way. Ended up 5-4 decision with Detroit coming out on top. I was surprised by one thing, which was that Shane Green came out to pitch the ninth inning for the Tigers. That's five pitching appearances in 6 days for Green, which is six games. Anyway, that's a lot. So you kind of taking a chance burning a guy out early, but I was lucky to be in the game anyway. A couple of gift runs for the Royals along the way, and when Kansas City brought Kyle Zimmer in, I knew the game was over. That's why live betting is a real nice option. I will tell you that I did bet the Tigers live betting as a small favorite when it was 4-4 and they brought in Zimmer, because he can't pitch. He's not a major league pitcher.
Those cute Minnesota Twins helped you the other day, though.
Well, I think the Twins are going to help me all year long. They're pretty good. I didn't bet the division option because the price was stupid. It was only +300, and that just wasn't good value. But I've got the Twins over on the win total, and I think they're going to win the Central Division. I think the Indians have great pitching, great starting pitching. I'm still trying to figure out what else they've got. Lindor, when he comes back, will be a plus, obviously, and Ramirez is a great player. But there's not a lot else on that team, and their offense in the outfield is really bad.
Men's Final Four this week.
I also think they could be stale at this point. I was just going to say, I think the Indians could be a little bit stale at this point. You know, they've had a few really close runs, and I think they know the window's closing and that this could be a team that gets broken up at the end of the year.
Yeah, Kluber got rocked yesterday. The bullpen isn't what it was the last couple of years. So, and I'm a Twins fan, so I like your comments.
I mean, they're good. If the pitching holds up and they get the offense I think they're going to get, they're a playoff-caliber team. And that home field will get stronger because people will get excited up there and they'll start showing up in big numbers for the games. It's a good fan base up there. All they need is, a chance to win. I think that's the big deal for Twins fans. And I think now that they have a chance to win, you're going to see people turning out in big numbers. So that increases the home field advantage.
Dave, Final Four this weekend, as you know. And I made a comment today or yesterday that I can make a case for any of the four teams in the field to win the thing. Where's the support in Vegas, either from the public or the sharp guys?
Public will be all over Michigan State.
Mm.
You know, you can understand that. Izzo's got the great pedigree. Michigan State's a bigger name. The other game, it does appear as though there's a love affair with the bettors in Auburn at this point. It's easy to understand why. They're a fun team. They run up and down the court. They've got a coach who's really emotional and gets very excited. I don't think Virginia is a team that people like all that much because they're not the most exciting team to watch. And it looks like the ticket count is going to be on the dog in that game.
Interesting. I like this Final Four. I know it's not star-studded, no Zion Williamson or whatever the case may be. But I think it's a heck of a Final Four. And I, like Mark said, I think all four of these teams have a shot.
Yeah, I agree. And I think if you just simply bet the two underdogs on Saturday, you'll probably end up splitting. But I think there's a better chance to go 2-0 than 0-2. Dogs in the tournament so far, all of them, are 33-27. So if you've just blind played every underdog on the board, you're ahead a nice little chunk of change. Not enough to make you change your lifestyle, but it's still a profit.
Hmm. Yeah, not too bad anyway. Texas Tech, they can play defense. I love that Texas Tech-Michigan State matchup, and I'm not so sure the winner is not going to come out of that thing.
Oh, I got to tell you, if Michigan State gets to the final, I won't be going against Izzo. Because at that point, he's just better than everybody else. But I don't know if he's any better than Chris Beard, who is an absolute superstar coach. I got a lot of laughs with my line out here that I'm tracing his success at Texas Tech. His great run at UNLV is what led to that.
That was one of 12 stops, Dave. Come on.
Listen, he was at UNLV for 2 weeks. And, he didn't play any games that time, but, you know, he was the head coach, and he went from there to Texas Tech and has never looked back. So I think that rebel tradition rubbed off on him.
There you go.
Hey, before we let you go, the NHL is getting down to the nitty-gritty, and teams starting. Yeah, yep. Your Knights are in the playoffs. They've got a spot clinched.
They're playing San Jose. It's a complete pick'em series, and the key for the Golden Knights will be, is Fleury healthy or not? He's going to play tonight, and you know, if he's healthy, I think they can beat San Jose, and if he's not, they probably can't. Fleury is as important to his team as any player in the NHL at any position. So Vegas is very live. If Fleury is rested and healthy and ready to go, they could win the West. If not, then they'll be an early casualty. I don't like San Jose. Don't like their goaltending. I don't think they'll make a deep run. And it certainly looks like the winner this year, the Stanley Cup winner, will come out of the Eastern Conference. Tampa Bay is the clear favorite. I think Boston is dangerous. And if you're looking for a long shot, not even that long a shot at this point because the secret's out on them, but St. Louis could be the team to watch out for in the West.
My St. Louis Blues. Alex Kuhn's St. Louis Blues. So you've made Mark happy talking nice about the Twins, and now made me happy talking about my Blues. So
Dave doesn't pander, though. He speaks the truth.
No. That's why I'm happy about it.
I don't know what you guys like. The only thing I assume you guys like are teams from Iowa. And beyond that, it's just a guess on my point. But, no, I love the way the Blues are playing. This goaltender, who was, you know, complete unknown prior to this season, has been tremendous. And the team's just gotten a lot tougher since Berube took over as the head coach. he could be the coach of the year, even though he started, you know, he wasn't there at the start of the year. Because they're a completely different team now.
I would agree. And very much more physical. And that's what's made the big difference.
Oh,
anyway.
Boy. You're not kidding. I mean, that's, no nights off playing that team now. They're tough.
Yeah. Check him out at smokeandcoking.com and give him a follow on Twitter as well. Dave, always appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the Final Four. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, guys. Enjoy it.
All right. Dave Kokin joining us from Las Vegas here at 3:30. Quick break, come back, and we're going to talk to Kevin Lehman about the Final Four, his thoughts about it, his thoughts about the Fran McCaffrey situation. Mark, but before that, we got some breaking news to pass along to people.
We've had breaking news out of Ames more than once in the last week. Lindell Wigginton going to test the NBA waters. The Iowa State guard that follows on the heels of Talen Horton making a similar announcement, and Cameron Lard announcing his transfer. So the roster dwindling in Ames.
And Wigginton says he will hire an agent. So it looks to me like Lindell Wigginton and Talen Horton Tucker's careers have come to an end at Iowa State. But we shall see how it all plays out. 3:31, we'll talk about that and other things with Kevin Lehman when we come back.
TCB Pool Hall isn't one of those joints with a table stuck in the back for atmosphere. Nah, TCB Pool Hall is legit. Straight up pool with 10 regulation full-size tables. You rent by the hour. They've got a darn respectable beer selection too, with 26 rotating taps and another 30-plus brews and bottles and cans. TCB isn't the place the kiddies play. You gotta be 21 to get in here. So skip the nonsense. Hang out, play pool, and drink cold beer at TCB Pool Hall in the heart of the Pet Bowl, downtown Iowa City.
If you own a pair of Skechers, this ad is not for you, because you already know they're the most comfortable shoes on the planet. This ad is for those who have never tried Skechers, for the few who have never experienced the otherworldly comfort of Skechers air-cooled memory foam, ever floated across the ground on comfort pods, or experienced Skechers seamless knits. You're missing out. That's like never petting a puppy. So we've made this ad for you. Skechers. Live comfortably. Available at a Skechers store near you or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Let's have a chat about your debit card. The card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover Bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover Bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Guys, the secret is out. If you want healthy sex, your body needs nitric oxide. And now you can boost your nitric oxide production faster than you thought possible with Ageless Male Tonight, the absurdly fast formula from the number one brand in male enhancement. Just take one capsule an hour before romantic activity. You'll get clinically tested ingredients that rapidly boost nitric oxide production. And it won't go unnoticed. Rush to Walmart and get Ageless Male Tonight.
Winter is coming to the Seven Kingdoms. That's a legitimate fear, but you shouldn't fear freedom. No annual contract and no bulky hardware is something to celebrate. You don't have to fear cutting the cord and switching to DirecTV Now, especially since DirecTV Now Plus and Max packages include HBO at no extra charge. So you get all the best movies and original shows like Veep, and you can catch every episode of the final season of Game of Thrones premiering April 14th. Don't fear freedom. Get DirecTV Now. Compatible device required. Charges, exclusions, and restrictions apply.
Back in the gym class for Thursday on KGYM. We're going to preview the Drake Relays coming up before 4 o'clock today as well. And a reminder, KGYM Road Trip presented by Linder Tire comes your way from the leaderboard in North Liberty. Alex and Rob Howe are down there for the show from 4 o'clock until 7. Stop on by 965 and Penn Street down in North Liberty. Kevin Lehman set to join us right now on his way to Minneapolis for the Final Four. And that will go off on Saturday. Looking forward to that. But before we do that, Kevin, we got breaking news for you. I don't know if you have heard as of yet, but Lindell Wigginton just moments ago saying he is going to go into the NBA draft and will be signing an agent. So yet another departure for Steve Prohm and the Cyclones.
I've been looking over the roster, Scott, and they have a lot of holes to fill. Wigginton now, Shayok, Horton Tucker. I still got a little inclination that Horton Tucker may be back, but Wyler Babb at the point guard position, large gone. So Steve Prohm's got to get on that transfer wire, get on the portal, and find some players.
Well, he's got three incoming freshmen plus Prentice Nixon from Colorado State. But you don't think that's enough to fill the holes.
Well, he's also Mark Salomon Young. Remember, he sat out with a groin injury. He'll be back. A little strength inside. But in that Big 12, Terrence Lewis, Zion Griffin, two talented underclassmen, didn't get much playing time. There's some talent there. I don't know much about these recruits. Luke Anderson, 6'8". Marcella Leach, 6'5". Trey Jackson, 6'1". But you know, Steve Prohm has shown that he can get talent to Ames, Iowa.
Didn't surprise you, though, that Wigginton's at least going to test the waters, does it?
No, especially after last year. But I didn't think he had a very good year, guys. You know, an injury set him back, coming off the bench. I really didn't think Lindell got in the flow like he did last year. I called that game a year ago at Northern Iowa in the Big Four Classic when the Cyclones beat Northern Iowa, and he just took that game over physically. He was so much better than anybody else. But I didn't see that same explosion from him this year.
Romeo Langford also headed to the draft moments ago. Everyone's making the announcement in the next few days or so, but he's a one and done at Indiana.
Well, and you look at Iowa's roster, got all those guys coming back, and you know, we asked the question, is Fran McCaffrey going to have a depth issue next year? Boy, it's certainly better to have too many players than not enough, because you know, I'm looking at Fran's roster. He's adding five guys. Timsel's back. A bigger, stronger Jack Nungy's back. C.J. Frederick, we look at him. Joe Toussaint, the point guard. Patrick McCaffrey. A lot of talent on this Iowa team.
I don't know how much you followed it, but overtures made from Arkansas toward Fran McCaffrey, apparently. And we don't know for sure whether Fran or his representatives met with Arkansas, but what have you made of that?
Well, I was listening to you guys talk about it yesterday, the tracking of the plane, Mark. you know, I think it's tough to be an athletic director in this day and age because nothing is kept quiet. And you've got to have in your desk drawer five or six guys on your wish list if you release your head coach or lose your head coach. And we're seeing it this time of year, every year, the dominoes start to fall, the carousel starts, and it happens quick. So you've got to be proactive. So, you know, I don't fault ADs for getting a private plane and testing the waters of someplace. I don't know where Fran's at with this. You know, he said he didn't talk to Arkansas. But when you look at Fran's not at Iowa, somebody make that comment the other day. He's never had a player in trouble. He's graduating kids. They're a fun style to watch. You know, Fran, you know, gets a little bit out of hand with his temper at times. But overall, I think Fran McCaffrey's a good fit for Iowa basketball.
Well, our poll question yesterday, which is a better job, Iowa or Arkansas?
Great question. I'd like to know the answer to that. But here's the thing that surprised me, guys. It's been 20 years since I was in a Sweet 16. You don't vision Iowa as a program that's not been there for that long a period.
Same for Arkansas, though.
I know. And, you know, since Nolan Richardson had those great runs. So there's both programs with some history, but they can't get traction. And we talked about this a month ago, guys. What makes you more successful, winning a conference championship, a tournament title, or getting the Sweet 16? I think as we look back as this tournament progressed, and we would all say, hey, you get the Sweet 16, you got some traction for your team, especially coming back next year and you get a taste of it. And even Iowa getting to play in that beating, sustaining that first round and going into OT with Tennessee, great experience for these players that they can build upon for next year.
Very much so, and I think fully Fran's going to be back. I don't think there's any doubt, but there's always, I guess, the small percentage that it could not happen. If, indeed, if he was not there. I mean, the couple of guys you got to think of right away. First of all, I wouldn't look much farther than Des Moines. I think Darren DeVries has got to be on that list, but another guy that's got to be on that list, I think, is Chris Jans, the Iowa native down at New Mexico State.
Hey, that's a great name to throw out there, Chris Jans, because you know, he showed that he can win. Now, think about Darren DeVries. I've heard that name come out before. If I'm an athletic director, and you guys understand this, athletic directors hire, kind of protect their own rear end because that's what they get known for is who they hire. And sometimes they have to fire people to be able to hire people. I think Darren needs a little bit more seasoning. You got to prove that you can do it more than 1 year. But I think Darren DeVries has a great future in college basketball as a head coach, and hopefully Drake tries to lock up that contract to keep him around. I think he's good for Des Moines. I think he's good for Drake University and good for Missouri Valley.
Kevin, our friend Scott Docterman of the Athletic just tweeting that a source tells him that Tyler Cook will once again declare for the draft, but this time he plans to leave the program. Your reaction, if true?
Well, Tyler Cook, I'm not surprised that he would look at a draft, get feedback again. But when I look at his game, I just don't see him being a first-round pick. And, guys, you know this. If you're a second-round pick, your chances of getting an NBA roster are not that great. Sometimes you're better off being a free agent and hooking onto a team because then you can shop yourself around and you're not tied to one team. You know, look at Aaron White, second-round pick. Pick went to Europe, doing great over there. But I think if you're not first round, it's really tough to make an NBA roster.
Sometimes you just had enough of the college game,
yeah,
though, too.
And I think Tyler is just, whether he lands in Europe or the G League or wherever, I told you that. I've told others, and I've said it on here. I did not think Tyler Cook was going to be back next year.
Well, I'm kind of with you on that one, Scott. I would think the same thing that he's had a great experience here. He's had 3 years. What's another year going to do for him? You can always get your degree through online courses or come back in the summer and get it done that way if you know, that's going to be important for you. I think it is for him and his family.
Well, you're on your way to Minneapolis to see some good basketball. First of all, I think this NCAA tournament has been absolutely outstanding. The games, the individuals, Carson Edwards and Cassius Winston have been just absolutely breathtaking. I think the Final Four, you got good teams in there. No, you don't have the Zion Williamsons, You've got one blue blood with Michigan State, but you got great stories all over the place.
Scott, you've got older teams. There's only two starters on these four teams that are fresh. So once again, it's proven what we've been talking about. The one and dones are not getting you national championships. You need old guys. You need experienced guys. And I looked at the winners of the Elite Eight games. Look at points off turnovers. The backcourt, we say it every year, guys. Look at your backcourts. And the backcourts for these four teams were outstanding. Michigan State outscores Duke 24-9 off turnovers. Mm-hmm. Virginia only has five turnovers in their game against Purdue. And you go right down the line with Tech and Auburn, it's the same thing. The backcourt has been tremendous. And how about the story of Bruce Pearl? You know, here's a guy who had a show cause years ago at Tennessee, and he's got his team in the Final Four, a school that's never been in the Final Four before. I think it's a great story for Bruce Pearl. And you guys know Bruce. I know Bruce. You know those guys could talk a starving dog off the back of a meat truck.
He could. And often does. Very emotional guy, a very good coach who's had a spot or two of problems, but that's just one of many good stories. Do you like any particular team, or are you just going to sit back and watch and enjoy?
I think Michigan State, Mark, is playing as well as anybody right now, especially with Cassius Winston in the backcourt. I mean, he has 10 assists and one turnover, and that went over Duke. And you know, we talk about all the one-and-done at Duke, but the front-line guys. Once again, it goes back to what I said earlier. You look at these backcourts. They're experienced guys of these four teams, guys that don't make a mistake. I like Michigan State to win this first game over Tech. And then you got to kind of have a soft spot in your heart for Tony Bennett, because what that team went through last year, getting beat by UNBC. And now, can they turn this around and be the first team that lost to a 16 seed and come back and win a national championship? I think that's another great storyline that we've got developing.
Chris Beard, if the nation didn't know about him before this weekend, they're going to know about him after this weekend.
You know, I had the privilege of calling his first Big 12 game as a head coach at Tech when they're at Iowa State. So I was there a day early and sat through the practice. He plays country music throughout the practice and throughout the game they shoot around. And I said, Coach, what's with this music? He goes, my players get to pick it during the week. On game day, the night before, I pick the music, and it's good old boy country, get down and kick your heels up music.
Isn't that the game he tore up his knee the night before?
Well, I can't remember. They had so many little tidbits to keep their team focused. Their managers carried a 10-foot 2x4 with them on the court and in the locker room, and I can't remember the meaning of it. It's something about how they have to be more focused and walk the plank when they go on the road. And I said to these managers, do you have to carry this on the plane? Well, yeah, it can't leave our sight. So he's got a lot of things like that to motivate his team. And this is also one of those games, Mark, where second half, they're up 17. And we said, watch out, because here comes Hilton Magic. And sure enough, the Cyclones came back and won that game after coming from 17 down. So hopefully Steve Prohm can get some Hilton Magic back next year.
Yeah. In Virginia, you've got them coming the year after they lose to the 16th seed in Maryland, Baltimore County. And just two games away from redemption, I guess, for Coach Bennett.
Well, wasn't that a great game against Purdue? And it brings up that age-old question that Purdue had. When you're up three at the end of a game, do you foul?
Yeah, they won't now.
Well, as soon as that they had the ball, Virginia down three, I kept saying, you got to foul, you got to foul, because they did it at half court. But the one thing that everyone forgets is you've got to get the rebound when they miss the second shot.
True. Back tapped it and worked out perfectly. You know what? 24 out of 25 times Purdue wins that basketball game.
Well, I tell you what, Scott, Nick Nurse, you know, now the coach of the Raptors who I was with at Northern Iowa, he did a study on that. I think he had almost 300 game situations that you're up three. It was a 5% chance that game would go into overtime if you fouled and you had them. They had to make the first free throw, miss the second rebound, do what just Virginia did. So that was one of those that came out in 5%. And his other part showed if you didn't foul, there was about an 18-20% chance that they knock in a three and go into overtime. So Matt Painter was playing the percentages in that situation. But how many times have we seen it? You got to get the rebound on that missed second free throw.
Or if you make a free throw before that, it's a moot point anyway. So
We saw Duke try to miss one and made it, and then he tried to make one and missed it.
Crazy stuff. But that's basketball. That's what makes it fun. Well, we'll know a lot more. We'll know our national champion when we talk next week, and we may know more comings and goings as far as our state basketball teams. But enjoy the Final Four, Kevin.
Yeah, if you want to check in Monday, I have all the scuttlebutt on the coaching carousel because it really ramps up in Minneapolis.
All right. Keep your ear to the ground, man.
All right, guys. You have a great one.
You too. Kevin Lehman joining us on his way to Minneapolis for the Final Four. We'll take a break and come back. We're going to talk about the Drake Relays. And as we go to break, I'm going to give you an opportunity to pick up some Colonels tickets for a game next week. Colonels open the season tonight, 6:35, against the Peoria Chiefs. We've got tickets to a game against the Kane County Cougars coming up for you next week. Caller 6, Jeff's going to get your information at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. That is number. Caller number 6, you're going to pick up those tickets. Back with more after this.
Having trouble starting your trimmer, chainsaw, or leaf blower? Say goodbye to those starting problems and improve your equipment's performance with TruFuel, the original ready-to-use fuel, available in 32 or 110-ounce cans. TruFuel is the ethanol-free, precision-engineered fuel that empowers your equipment to start strong and run great every time. Power through yard work with TruFuel, available at your local home and garden center today.
Winter is coming to the Seven Kingdoms. That's a legitimate fear, but you shouldn't fear freedom. No annual contract and no bulky hardware is something to celebrate. You don't have to fear cutting the cord and switching to DirecTV Now, especially since DirecTV Now Plus and Max packages include HBO at no extra charge. So you get all the best movies and original shows like Veep, and you can catch every episode of the final season of Game of Thrones premiering April 14th. Don't fear freedom. Get DirecTV Now. Compatible device required. Charges, exclusions, and restrictions apply.
Guys, the secret is out. If you want healthy sex, your body needs nitric oxide. And now you can boost your nitric oxide production faster than you thought possible with Ageless Male Tonight, the absurdly fast formula from the number one brand in male enhancement. Just take one capsule an hour before romantic activity. You'll get clinically tested ingredients that rapidly boost nitric oxide production, and it won't go unnoticed. Rush to Walmart and get Ageless Male Tonight.
Got a winner with our Colonels tickets. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. We've got one more chance for you to win coming up with the gym class tomorrow. We'll get you a Bowling Night in America wrap-up from last night as well coming up in a little bit. But we're going to talk about the Drake Relays as the 110th Drake Relays coming up. And that will be the weekend of Friday the 26th and Saturday, April 27th. Blake Bolden joining us here from the Drake Relays. And great to see you. How you been?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Good to see you, Scott.
Finally getting some good weather here.
Yeah, that's right. This year, last year I was here. You know, it's a tradition here. Third year in a row I've sat with you guys the first Thursday of April, I think. And this has by far been the best March so far. Spring's come. We had a rough winter, but the high school kids are running really well all over this area, all over the state. We set that blue standard, which is the automatic qualifier for the Drake Relays, a year ago. We have almost half as many as we did all of last year at the start of April, April 1st. We already had more than 50 kids qualified with these really high-level marks. So spring is here, and I joke that in lots of parts of the country, in the Midwest, the first sign of spring is robins. I think the first sign of spring is when the kids get out of the high school hallways and out onto the tracks.
Who's this youngster you brought with you?
Oh, yeah. I've been dragging Mike Mahon around the state with me. And I don't, you know, we walked in the front door of your studios here and they said, are you two together? And I said, are you going to make me admit that?
No, Mike's a great man.
Yeah, no,
could be a lot worse company, I guarantee you.
That's right.
Well, tell us about all the things you have lined up for this year's running of the Drake Relays.
Yeah, absolutely. We're thrilled. Of course, the high school is the heart and soul of the Drake Relays, but last couple years, the Hawkeyes get better and better every year. The men's side, they've won the Hy-Vee Cup 2 years in a row. Cyclones gave them a run for their money last year. Their distance squads have never been better. They won both the men's and women's NCAA regional cross-country meet, and their sprints have added depth, too. But we're going to really challenge both those programs with Illinois, Purdue, all those teams that were here last year. But we've brought back and already announced that Kentucky is coming for the first time in many years. Minnesota's returning. Oklahoma State's returning. And then some really out-of-the-region schools that will bring some new excitement to the relays, Louisiana Tech and San Francisco. So really demonstrating that here, even in the 21st century, the university division is live and well and a national destination for those teams.
Getting towards the Olympic year, too, does that have an influx in any way?
Yeah, absolutely. So The International Association of Athletic Federations, you know, for those real track fanatics, the IAAF, just announced the new qualifying procedure for the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo. And as a result, you have to get head-to-head competition in they call it an IAAF permit meeting, which in North America, there's only just a few of those, and the Drake Relays is one. So this morning, as Mike and I were leaving Des Moines to head this direction, I got an email from the Japanese Federation wanting to send some long jumpers. So we will, just like any other year, here the month of April in Iowa has become a time for Olympic announcements, and we're going to have dozens of Olympians, world record holders, and what's going to be a lot of fun is, as always, we work to find those local Iowans or people with local ties that have those same Olympic aspirations. So here in this area, a guy that I've become a fan of is Eric Sawinski, training out of Iowa City, one of the best middle distance runners in the world. He has made 13 straight championship finals at the U.S. Championships, and he's certainly one of the best 800-meter runners in the world. But one thing he has not done is run under 4 minutes for the mile. So I, along with probably about 15,000 of my best friends, will be cheering for Eric to do that on Saturday, April 27th.
Well, I remember the days when Danny Harris, he was challenging Edwin Moses' record and the crowds. I mean, the crowds are always great at Drake anyway, but that was great times when Danny Harris was doing what he was doing.
That's exactly right. Yeah, that's right. One of the Cyclone legends that, you know, geez, he was 19 when he made that Olympic team in 1984. Eric is keeping that alive, and there's Iowans here training amongst us, getting ready for the Olympics.
Yeah, man, that's good to see. And you're going to have all announcements through the next few weeks or so, because I think you could have a really star-studded field, especially this year.
Oh, absolutely. And it will be certainly, the events that we're going to feature, one of them will be Friday night, is the men's 200. And we haven't announced that field, but here with you today, I'm really excited to say that Brandon Carnes, who was that standout runner, the 100 and 200, he won the Missouri Valley Conference for the Panthers every time he raced. So he was an 8-time Missouri Valley Conference champion in just those two events. So really extraordinary runner while he was in Cedar Falls. He graduated and moved on. Really, this is his second season as a pro, but his first season training down with an elite group down in Texas. So I know he really has a high expectation, and he's going to be running head-to-head alongside several gentlemen that have run under 20 seconds for 200 meters.
The folks can make a week of it, really, not just a weekend, because it starts early in the week.
Yeah, pack up the RV.
If you like bulldogs, go to the...
That's exactly right. The beautiful bulldog contest is... we actually had a record number of entries. We did a lottery to draw out the 40 dogs that get to compete. There were more than 200.
Did the dogs know that?
Well, there were probably about 36 of them on hand. pretty exciting. That's a fun night at the Knapp Center. That's really our first official relays event every year, and that's mid-March. So it's relay season, and we're full throttle.
Yeah, I know that. And you're gonna are you gonna have some things around town again associated with the relays?
Absolutely. So we start the week on Friday the 19th with what we call the Relays Health and Fitness Expo. We haven't even announced this yet, but we will soon. The first Iowan to have completed the Iditarod will be a featured speaker to come. You can meet him, but has a book. Come meet him. Hear some talks from nutritionists, doctors. And just really get in to the spirit of the whole week of activities. And the next morning, we have the Drake Road Races, which is a 5K, 10K, half marathon. And then Monday night is that beautiful Bulldog Contest. Tuesday is the Grand Blue Mile right in the heart of downtown. And we're, you know, it's continuing to grow in participation, families. It's an event that includes everybody, but at that elite level, it'll be the U.S. 1 Mile Championship. So that will really kick off that first elite level competition, and then the following night will be the vault at Capitol Square, where we'll see some of the world's best athletes throw themselves up in the air about 18 feet and then be upside down and go over a bar. So that one's really fun, and it's especially fun. It's right after work for folks in Des Moines, it's worth the trip down. You can grab a beer and just hang out in kind of a happy hour atmosphere.
There you go. It's all great fun. And what's the website? People get tickets and just information.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got general admission tickets for the first time in a generation. Those are available now. All the information is drakerelays.org. Get your tickets soon. We're headed towards our 54th consecutive Saturday sellout at draketix.com.
75 degrees, little wind.
Sounds like it's settled.
Blake, appreciate it as always. Thanks.
Great to see you guys.
All right. Mark, real quick, Bowling Night America wrap up from last night. Go.
We lost.
Yeah, that's not unusual.
Tip of the hat to Joel Downer, though, 300 game, along with Max Hyatt. Perfect game as well. Joel Downer with an 821. We only got beat by 489 pins.
That's all. Jeez. We just got edged. But, yeah.
It's almost over.
Summer leagues are forming. Stop by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. All right. That's going to wrap things up for the show. Stay tuned. It is a Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn. They're going to be live from Leaderboard down at North Liberty with Alex and Rob Howe today. You're listening to 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City. Always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for